This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
Embiid fires a quick three. No good. Rebound Josh Hart. Time expires. Knicks are one win away from advancing to round two.
This is the most fun I've had as a Knicks fan.
That was a huge game for Philadelphia. And you look around that arena and there's more Knicks fans than 76ers fans. That's embarrassing for them.
I don't think that should happen. It's not okay.
You had that kind of contingency of Knicks fans take over?
You will never, ever show up at the Garden like we did at your weasley little arena. We own you.
They will take a 3-1 lead back to Madison Square Garden.
This is DiPietro and Rothenberg on 98.7 ESPN.
What a day. What a time. What effort. What energy. A takeover of Philadelphia. We not only beat Philadelphia, in their own arena, but it wasn't even their own arena. The Knicks fans took over. I got to be honest, Rick, I don't know that I've ever seen anything like that before in such a meaningful game. When one team is bad, I've seen it happen. When one team is done, like 3-0, kind of falling apart, I've seen it happen. In a game that had that much importance for the home team, to have that as a 50-50, 55-45 setup, it felt very unusual. And they claim to be an elite sports city. I think you lose that distinction now.
Well, a team that thinks they're better.
Well, they said after down 2-0, we're still going to come back and win the series.
Right, and they come out in game three, and Embiid has a great game, they win. So now all of a sudden you're in game four. You know, this is a pivotal game in the series, and you allow the New York Knicks fans to take over your building. To that extent, where, I mean, they could say it's 55-44, however the percentage is. The Knicks fans showed up, they were loud, the players noticed it.
Yep.
Watching at home, you noticed it. And then seeing some of the videos and everything else that came out after you're watching Knicks fans celebrate in Philly was great.
It was amazing. I mean, it was amazing to watch what you saw there and the resilience of the Knicks and the big moments of the fourth quarter. And, I mean, Embiid he's dirty. You know what? Sometimes your team plays in opposition. You're like, boy, they're good and they're well coached. And you think you have respect for them. I don't even respect Philadelphia. I don't respect anything about that team. I think Nick Nurse is a whiny baby. I think Embiid is a dirty buffoon. Like, he's a great player, but he's not good in the fourth quarter. And he's dirty, and he's been dirty all series long, and he has a history of this. And, you know, it's nice to watch them get scolded here by the Knicks.
Yeah, and it's one thing, too, to beat a team, right, that you respect. Right? A hard-fought series, you respect that team. Mm-hmm. I don't. This is not a team I feel that way about.
No, I don't feel like that at all. And again, yesterday with it, did I get you, Jalen Brunson? Sorry, did I step on you? Did I step on you again, Josh Hart? It's like, God, it's enough already. I've never seen a 7-footer that's on the floor more than this guy.
Right. Well, I mean, it started with the forearm shiver to Jalen Brunson's face.
Right. As he was just running by, he just throws the forearm to your head.
And that was away from the play, right? I mean, that was a foul on Hart that was being reviewed because he hit. Or a hit, I don't know. I mean, whatever, you know, Kyle Lowry flopping all over the place. But that's why that was reviewed. And then you notice, you know, as part of that play that Embiid smashes Brunson right in the face, which pissed Brunson off. Like, what are we doing
here?
And
it should piss Brunson off. And listen, Brunson's a little guy, you know, in NBA circles. He's a smaller guy, and he's going to take a lot of punishment. But there's an appropriate way to go after him, and there's an inappropriate way. And what Philadelphia does is just it crosses the line of, you know, normal gameplay, and it's dirty.
Right, there's physicality and there's cheap shots.
Right.
Right, like, I mean, there are times, right, that you can be physical within the constraints of a game. I mean, you should be. It's the postseason. You're supposed to make it hard on your opponent. But then there's, you know, what Embiid does, what Tom Wilson does, where it goes above and beyond. Right, like, I mean, what he did to, what Tom Wilson did to Adam Fox yesterday, it's silly, it's stupid.
It's silly, it's dirty, and you're lucky no one gets hurt with that kind of crap.
Correct.
It's gross.
And unfortunately for us, we've already had a couple guys hurt because of it.
Right, but you know what's, we haven't really, I know it's the undertone of the whole show, but we really haven't, Jalen Brunson, that's a performance for the ages. 47 points, 10 assists. I mean, you can't even verbalize into words what kind of a performance that was from him yesterday in a huge game. And I remember last week, game one and two, a lot of phone calls of, you know, regular season Jalen Brunson. On Twitter, a lot of, see, Jalen Brunson, they're going to take the ball out of his hands. Well, you know what? Game three, he was really, really good. And game four, he was all world.
How good was he in those two games, you ask? Would you like to ask me that question? How good was he actually in those two games?
In three and four, is that what you mean?
Yeah, in games three and four.
Hey, Rick.
Yes, Dave.
Can I ask you a question?
Yep.
I was thinking about this, and I figure you probably have the answer. How good was Jalen Brunson in games three and four?
Well, Dave, I'm glad you asked. Jalen Brunson is the first player in NBA playoffs history to have 85 or more points and 20 more assists over any two-game span. Wow. If you're wondering how good those two games were.
Wow. That's a special statistic. You know that?
That's a great statistic. And the whole, like, Kelly Oubre, he took 34 shots. Yeah, he shot 53%, dummy. I mean, he had 34 shots. He shot 53%, right. Jackwagon.
It's not like he's shooting. I mean, his first two games, he was inefficient.
Yeah,
right? I mean, let's be fair.
He was more efficient. Yesterday was his most efficient game of the series.
Right. His first two games, he was 8 of 29. That's tremendously inefficient. But games three and four, he wasn't inefficient.
No, he shot 48% in game three, and he shot 53% in game four.
Well, how many shots do you think you're going to take when you score 47 points?
Dude, how many shots should he take? He should take every time he has the opportunity, he should take a shot.
Right.
He's like flush with offensive weapons around him. Last night it was OG, but I mean, Dante didn't shoot well yesterday. Josh Hart didn't make a shot yesterday.
And when do guys score 48% of their team's total, Rick? He scored 47 of 97.
Dude, he score assisted on 70 of the 97.
Yeah, he's doing, I mean, again, he's doing things that you just don't see. And he was a free agent signing. Now, we had a guy earlier say, is the OG trade one of the great trades in the history of the NBA? I think that's a ridiculous call. But you're going to start to have the conversation of, is Jalen Brunson one of the great free agent signings in the history of the NBA? And you know what? The answer continues to point more and more like it looks like it might be.
Hey, you're talking about a guy who's a legitimate MVP candidate and is playing like it. And this is not one of those, Fugazi, like a really, really great regular season performer and then kind of doesn't carry it over to the postseason. We saw it last year, not so much the first two games, and I understand that because, I mean, he's going to be the focal point of everyone's defense, but last two games on the road when you need your superstars to be superstars because it's going to be harder on the other guys. The role players don't necessarily play as well on the road.
Yep.
I mean, he offensively, as John Winthrop would like to tell us, he carried them.
Well, that was nice. I'm glad that John did that. Because you know what? I was thinking that, like, OG was the difference maker yesterday, but when John put in the group text, in fact, guys, it's Jalen Brunson offensively that's carrying the team. I mean, it gave me a fully different feel and kind of viewpoint of what I just saw.
I got to tell you, though, so when the guy said it, it's crazy. Because, I mean, in the spur of the moment, he says, you know, OG as far as midseason trades. If for whatever reason we end up making a run to the NBA Finals or something, and you end up looking at the record with this team when OG plays, it's pretty incredible what their record is when he plays, man. Like how many losses have they had when he plays? I'd have to go back to my notes.
I don't think more than like five.
I think it might be, Raymond, you know, is it four or five losses since when he's in the lineup?
Well, they've won, we're including the postseason, right?
Of course, and they've only lost one of them.
Right.
So I think it would be five.
Five.
Hang on.
No, I think it's four. Unless I'm missing a game, I think the last...
Were they 18 and three and then 3-1?
Yeah, you know what? They were 20 and three.
20 and 3 and then 3
yeah.
and 1.
Yeah, so there you
go. So they're 23 and 4 with him in the lineup?
Yeah. Oof. And this is without Julius Randle.
Correct.
Oh.
Pretty impressive. Let's get to some of the calls. 1-800-919-3776. Dan in Jersey. Let's see what you got this morning. Hi, Dan.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, Rick. What a performance for the Knicks and Jalen Brunson and even the Rangers yesterday. Very tidy series. Washington just isn't very good. Now they move on to most likely Carolina. But let's go Islanders. And then with the Knicks, that's the best performance I've ever seen of any player in Knicks history. I mean, Brunson, 47 points, 10 assists. The man willed them to victory when Josh Hart didn't shoot well. Dante DiVincenzo, who was your second leading scorer throughout most of the time when Julius Randle was hurt, didn't really play any of a factor. He was missing threes left and right, open looks as well. Jalen Brunson might be the best player in Knicks history when it goes down if he continues to play like this, and he's a Knick for the rest of his career. And if he continues to do this, number 11 will be hanging in the rafters with Chris Kreider's number 20.
Greatest performance in Knicks playoff history. I can't give him that. So Clyde Frazier in game 7 went of the NBA Finals, 36 points, 19 assists, and 7 rebounds.
Yeah, that's pretty, I mean...
In game 7 of an NBA Finals.
Right, and that's, I mean, just to be in that conversation, though.
Right, but you know what? Doesn't he have to be in the conversation now?
Yeah, he is. He's in that conversation. I just gave you the numbers over the last two games.
Guys, stop with the Knicks need a star. If you believe the Knicks need to bring in a star, the Knicks need a second star in your mind. Because he's a star player.
Oh, he's a superstar, yeah.
He's a superstar. He is. He may not look it. He may not have the intangibles that you think go along with a superstar. But in actuality, he's a superstar.
Look at what he's done since he's been here, man.
He's changed the entire culture of this team.
The entire culture. He is, I mean, he is the absolute perfect player for Tibbs and what Tibbs is trying to do. He is an egoless, selfless superstar. Well, he's turned himself into a superstar is what he's done.
Rarely do guys come to New York and get better. It doesn't typically happen, right? You sign a big free agent deal to come to a New York team. Rarely do you become the best version of yourself. That's what's happened for him.
Well, the guys that you're getting here at that point aren't kind of like have already established themselves. Those are the guys that you're going after, right? Are guys, unless it's your own guy.
Or they're guys that are at the tail end of your career, right? Rarely do we get guys hitting the prime of their career that we sign as free agents.
Yeah, that you watch develop themselves into a superstar right in front of your eyes.
And I'll be honest with you, I like the signing of Brunson. I mean, no one could have expected this. I didn't expect this.
Dude, look what he's winning with, though. I mean, seriously. Like, I just look around. I mean, the teams that are left in the playoffs. Like, I mean, the amount of, like, Luka's got Kyrie. The Clippers, you got Kawhi, Paul George, James Harden, Russell Westbrook. I mean, Milwaukee, when they're healthy, they have Giannis and
look
Dame.
At Philadelphia. I mean, Maxey's a star. Embiid's a star.
And right now, he doesn't have his guy, and still, hey.
Tatum, Jaylen Brown, Porzingis, right?
All these teams, Minnesota, what
look
they
at Indiana,
have.
Indiana, Siakam, Halliburton, Turner.
Miles Turner had a big game last night.
Yeah, Miles Turner. And you know what? I think the biggest testament, and let's be fair, Randall off the team, right? Knicks still rolling along. You take Brunson off this team, there's a lottery team.
Yeah, but that was my argument the entire time as to why he's not being taken seriously for MVP.
Well, I don't think he's going to win it, but I think he's taken seriously now, no?
Now he is, but at the time. I mean, we watch, now these people don't watch, aren't watching the Knicks every single day like we are. But, I mean, like what he's doing now, especially, is going to only, like, next year he plays well, he'll be, it's not going to take people long to be like, okay, yeah, you guys were right. We were late to the party. This guy is.
But that happens
good.
A lot. Like when you look at like Pro Bowl or All Star voting, it typically can be like a year behind.
But usually in New York though, it's like everyone gets that bump because they're in New York.
Well, I think New Yorkers know him and appreciate him and see his value. I think nationally he's just and you know what? And let's be honest now, he's not a sexy player, right? He's not jumping through your TV. He's not blocking 8 shots a game. He's not doing 360 windmill dunks. He's just terrific.
Right, but if you watch, I mean...
You don't have to convince me.
No, I'm not saying you. Just in general. Like, all these people now that I get a chance to watch him every single, every game now and watch his footwork. Like, he's a really good basketball player, man. His IQ is through the roof. He's a bulldog. Yep. He does everything you want.
Fran in Massapequa. Good morning, Fran.
Love the show. I'm getting all this stuff ready. I got the water bottles, and I'm going to do about 50 shirts. We got to figure out what we want to write on them.
You're going to be at the big the pregame party on Thursday.
Yeah, I'm going to be there, but for the pickleball, you said I could be the water boy.
Yeah, of course you're the water boy. So we're going to see you Thursday and Sunday.
The water bottles are on their way. I got them, and I'm going to have them. I'm going to have them. They'll be nice. I'll have something written on them. And I want to do shirts. I want to figure out what you guys want to write on the shirts. I was thinking Dave and Rick are the picks. and like then we throw them out to the crowd. I'll get 50 of them. I got a.
Oh, you know what I'd like? I'd like you to get a t-shirt cannon, please. Yes.
Yes.
If I can, I'll see what I can do. But listen. I have to talk
and
about
not
the
ones that softly shoot them into the crowd. I want like the ones where they bust out like the big guns. That one, like you know when they play the music, I'm like dun 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 dun, dun
like
dun,
the Tommy gun.
Yeah, through. I want that one. Rapid fire.
I have to be the water boy, though. You know what I mean? If I'm going to do this, it's going to cause you know we're doing this. You know
Fran,
what I mean?
You're the water boy.
All right.
After a long point, we'll be like Fran, get out here. Take a swig of water. Send you back on your way.
Listen, you guys are going to whoop them, but you're going to need it. It's a lot of running. It's a lot of running. It's going to be hot. But anyway, listen, I got to talk about the Knicks. My father's 88 years old, and this guy Brunson's got him excited as can be. He calls him the kid because he forgets his name. You know, my father's 88. But this kid is unbelievable. He's the MVP of the league. I don't care what anybody says. This guy had half the points for the Knicks in a winning playoff game. And you know what? This kid, first of all, I got to get it out. Joel Embiid's as dirty as the mud. This kid, Brunson, I know about this kid. You want to know how? Because I love basketball, and I love basketball playoff games. He played for the Mavericks, and Luka got hurt. And if you go back and watch what this kid did for Dallas, it's one of the biggest crimes in the world that they didn't give him a ton of money. We have to get in touch with whoever was the architect of the trade for Dallas that sent him here. We have to thank that guy, send him roses.
Was it a trade, Fran? They didn't want to keep him. He was a free agent.
That's what I mean. I mean, whoever made that decision, we got to find out and give that guy roses. Because this kid he's unbelievable, Deidre. He saved the franchise. It's just, he's a remarkable guy. Everything you want. He takes the bully and goes, right in your face. And he's just everything about what's good about, what should be good about America and every person. He's a wonderful kid. His father was right there by his side. Family. I love it. Go, Knicks, go. I just love it.
Oh, what a call. You can hear the excitement. It is palpable in the Knicks fans. 1-800-919-3776. We'd love to hear from you guys. Line up your calls on your excitement with the Knicks and how disgusting and dirty and how great it was to beat Philadelphia. But RJ.
Yes, Dave.
You've been very quiet today.
Listen, the fan needs their day. We're all fans, but they need the room to roam, and we've tried to give that.
But I hope that you feel capable of providing us some stuff you missed. Some
yeah,
nuts.
That yeah? I'm ready for.
All right, Raymond, fire him up.
Now.
See ya!
Bang! Touchdown! Rebound score!
The sh** you missed.
Oh, there's a lot of it. There's a lot, so buckle up, would you? That's what I need from the two of you.
You want us to put our seatbelts on?
No, you don't have to. Hmm. This should be a safe ride. It's encouraged, but not mandatory. So you guys have touched on a lot of this, but just to review where we're at right now in the playoffs. So the Pacers took care of the Bucks, who are, talk about undermanned. That's a shell of a team out there right now.
And then Bobby Portis got thrown out of the game last night.
Bobby Portis did get thrown out of the game.
And then Middleton got hurt. I was like, oh, no. Like I just start to feel bad for them.
Yeah, no Dame, no Giannis already. They're running out of players. They're running out of time, too. Pacers lead that series 3-1.
Is it even worth bringing Giannis back? Like with a calf? I mean, why would you?
Well,
at this point?
If you said he's 100% healthy, but if he's
not going to be 100% healthy.
Then probably not.
No, not healthy. And Edwards is healthy. Dropped a 40-piece. T-Wolves sweep the Suns. And Edwards, by the way, had a monster dunk. I'm sure you saw it at the end of this game. If not, it's on social media. There was like 2 minutes left. That really felt like the end of the game. Unfortunate, Chris Finch, who's the head coach of Minnesota, collided with Mike Conley and ruptured his patellar tendon.
Oh, that's awful.
Yeah, not good.
So it's funny.
He left the building on crutches.
Of course. I mean, that's the same injury that Victor Cruz dealt with.
Yeah, I mean, he's expected to coach in the next game, but I guess it's going to look a little bit different as far as the range he has. To move around. And
are we concerned about the coach's range?
Yes.
Well, I mean, basketball coaches, they hop up, they run down the bench.
RJ, he'll be able to hobble his way.
Look what just happened to Nick Nurse. If he's got to run out there and call a timeout in an emergency situation.
Yeah, but Nick Nurse, he didn't take the timeout, so it doesn't matter.
Right, because he couldn't run out there, or he wouldn't try to run out there.
That's what he says.
Finch, literally, he won't be able to.
Maybe they get him one of those little scooters, those push around things, you know,
where you put your leg on that scooter. But if he doesn't know how to control it, all of a sudden he goes wheeling into the middle of play.
Oh, no.
Imagine that. And he goes through and then all the way through to the other side.
That'd be very bad.
Don't mind me.
That would be fair.
Or we get him like that scooter thing that you like the older people use at the grocery store.
I crashed that.
Yeah, no, I know.
Yeah.
You can't be trusted with many things.
I had a custom one. I had the flames on it and everything.
You can't be trusted with too many things. Speak of Chris Finch, he finished second in Coach of the Year voting. Mark Daigneault of the Thunder is your Coach of the Year.
Is that the way? I'm not being a jerk now.
Yes, that's how it's pronounced.
It's Daigneault?
Yes.
Okay.
It looks like it could be like Deneau.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was. Yep.
Daigneault.
Or Daigneau.
He's your Coach of the Year. Tibbs, by the way, finished fifth, if you're wondering. Behind
you know
Finch.
His story, by the way?
Crazy.
Daigneault?
Sure, go ahead.
He was like an unpaid assistant for UConn and then wound up getting into the Oklahoma City organization. I think coached their like G League team and then up the ladder, and now here he is, Coach of the Year.
Good for him.
Yeah, great story.
That's a nice nugget.
That's how you got to do it, though. You got to get in early.
Correct. I think he's still in his 30s.
That's what Spo did, too. Wasn't Spo was the video guy.
Unpaid video coordinator of the Miami Heat. Yep. Mm-hmm.
So Tibbs finished fifth, Finch second, Jamal Mosley of Orlando three, and Joe Mazzulla, who, according to Kendrick Perkins, has a brain that would make a bird fly backwards. He finished fourth.
You love that line.
I think it's clever, yeah. It's not very nice, but it's clever. Paul George and James Harden both delivered yesterday. Both had 33 points. Clippers even the series with the Mavs, despite no Kawhi Leonard, by the way.
Now, did you see that the Clippers led by 31 and then wound up trailing late fourth quarter? I don't know if you saw it. George hit an unbelievable three from the corner.
The end of this game was amazing.
It was great. So, Kyrie hit a wildly incredible shot.
So the last 5 minutes and 3 seconds... If you tune in just for the star power, which is kind of what we'd rip the NBA for during the regular season, the last 5 minutes and 3 seconds, every point was scored by either Luka, Kyrie, Harden, or Paul George. It was just stars just hitting shot after shot after shot. Juwan Howard's going to be assistant coach for the Brooklyn Nets. Hunter Dickinson headed back to Kansas basketball as well.
They're going
to
be they're going to be the number one team going.
Did you guys see Luka's car?
Yeah.
How sick is that thing?
What was it? A Camaro?
Yeah, it's his Camaro. They wrapped it with his new Jordan shoe.
That was
nasty.
Pretty slick. Avs beat Winnipeg 5-1. Avs lead that series 3-1. A whole lot of 3-1 series leads here. The Canucks beat the Preds in overtime. My boy George Kittle was in it.
That was a...
Didn't they blow that game?
Devastating.
Totally
devastating. They were up 2 goals late. Vancouver pulls the goalie. They score one there, and then with like point... I don't know.
5.1.
5 seconds left, they scored. Yeah. Tie-up, lost in overtime. Tyler, have you seen Taylor Lewan's daughter smash
the
water?
Oh, that was awesome.
Vancouver leads that series 3-1. Oilers get by the Kings 1-0. They lead that series 3-1. Auston Matthews says he's still feeling the effects of an illness. There's something going on up in Toronto. So he missed the final period of that game, 4-loss to Boston. And Toronto now 1 loss from elimination again to Boston.
When was the last time they made it to the second round of the postseason? Do we have any idea on that?
Well, last year they won. They made it to the second round.
Yeah, they won a series last year. But before that, it was a very long time.
They're always disappointing, though.
Well, I suppose you want to talk about star power when you look at that team.
It feels like they got some problems there.
Yeah, it feels like Marner might be the one that ends up getting dealt.
Yep. You guys touched on it not too long ago. Mark Vientos, nice walk-off homer in the 11th. Second day in the majors, not bad. 4-2 comeback win for the Mets over the Cards. Prevents a sweep. Some injury news for the Mets. David Peterson struck out 5, 2 perfect innings. First rehab start for Class A St. Lucie. Kodai Senga going to throw 20-25 pitches live BP against minor leaguers today. Tyler McGill scheduled to throw around 50 pitches over 3 or 4 innings. Thursday, later this week, for AA Binghamton. By the way, Mets-Cubs start a 4-game set. See you on Thursday. Where, Dave?
What are you looking for exactly? Will the show be?
Section 129.
We'll be sitting in Section 129. We'll be in... in Lot E, I believe, correct?
Yeah, that's right.
And we'll also be starting the day at Publicans in Manhasset, and then we'll hop on the LIRR out to Citi Field.
That was a nice synopsis.
Thank you.
That's well done. Aaron Judge homered first inning. Yanks beat the Brewers 15-5. and took the series 2-1. Anthony Rizzo, 4-for-4, hit his 300th career homer. Yankees start a 4-game series, tough one against Baltimore today. So that game was tied yesterday before Judge broke up that double play with his left hand, and then the Yankees scored 7 runs, all with 2 outs. Aaron Boone also said everything went really well with Gerrit Cole's throwing session over the weekend, so that's good to hear. Major League Baseball, some modifications to the uniform.
Oh.
They have heard the anger, the outcry. So they're going back to the larger lettering on the back of the jerseys. The mismatched gray tops and bottoms with some teams, they're going to change that.
Nice.
And they're addressing the, quote, propensity to collect sweat as well. Carlos Rodon thanks you, Major League Baseball. So these changes, all good, right? Yeah, we might not see him till hopefully the end of this year, at the latest, the start of next year. So got to buckle up for
the
league.
We might have to go through the whole season like this?
Maybe. Maybe.
By the way, yeah. I know I'm in the minority here.
You don't like the City Connect jerseys. You don't like the City Connect jerseys.
I don't just dislike them. I think they're awful. You loved them, didn't you?
I wouldn't say I love them. I don't hate them.
Yeah,
I don't like them. Right. And no part of them did I like.
The see-through pants also going to be addressed.
Which is why. I mean, you think if you just take the ownership of it, hey, we're trying to attract more people to the game. You start sweating through these things, you can see a Schwantz or two.
Mm. You're funny.
Attracting the wrong people.
The see-through pants also will be a thing of the past.
Wyatt Langford hit his first career big league homer inside the Parker. Jackson Holliday is back in the minors. He hit 059 for the Orioles. That's not what you want.
That's not good, right?
No, also not what you want is Anthony Rendon, who faces a lengthy rehab from a hamstring tear with the Angels. He's going to be out quite some time. Zeke Elliott back with the Cowboys. That official as of this morning, according to Ian Rappaport. Mekhi Becton signing with the Eagles. 1-year deal worth up to $5.5 million. Good news, but scary. Tank Dell is okay, but was involved in a shooting. He and 9 other people after a fight broke out at a private event in Florida. Non-life-threatening injuries for everyone else as well. The NFL going to allow everyone to wear those guardian caps. We've seen those in practice. You can now wear those in the games to help protect against concussions for next year. And finally, we have to play this. Keon Coleman.
Oh, it's the best.
It's a draft pick of the Buffalo Bills and was complimented about his jacket as he was walking up to the podium. He had some info where you could get some nice deals.
Guess where I got this from, though? I'm saying you got to guess. You're going to be wrong, though, but guess.
How many is
it? Nah, Macy's. What you mean? they be on sale on the rack, all the colors. Look, $79.89. Nice little deal. You can get the trench coat for like $100. I'll take you there personally. I might go get some more colors. I need a blue one and another red one. I shop like my mama. I get my coats in the summertime. You got to shop a season or two before, just in case, you know, and it be cheaper. Because you go at Thanksgiving, everybody in Thanksgiving, you know what I'm saying?
Everyone's there for Thanksgiving.
Oh, I love it.
And Candace Parker retiring at age 38.
You guys see how he finished the interview too when he was done?
No, what'd he do?
He walked off, and I guess they had like for the members of the media, they had like snacks. He's like, can I have some of these snacks?
Oh, that's great. He's gonna be very well liked. It was cute. Very well done. Is that it, RJ?
That's it.
Oh, you're good. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back, and we really want to line up the Knicks calls. 1-800-919-3776. On the verge of ending the season for Philadelphia, and the Knicks would move on to the winner of Indiana, most likely, or Milwaukee, because we're living in 1994 on 98.7 ESPN.
Dingers, blasts, moonshots, whatever you call them, everyone loves home runs. And with FanDuel's Dinger Tuesdays, you can love them even more. That's right, Dinger Tuesdays are back for another season on America's number one sportsbook. Just bet on any player to homer, and FanDuel will give you $5 in bonus bets for every home run hit during that game. As if you needed another reason to love the long ball, visit FanDuel.com/Rick to get on all the Dinger Tuesday action. That's FanDuel.com/Rick. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY at 467-369. Must be 21 and older and physically present in New York. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Max bonus $25 per game. Restrictions do apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, yes, Raymond. The Rangers song. The Knicks are rolling. It's Nirvana here in New York. By the way, Rick, I already hear the groundwork is being laid for RJ not to go to the pickleball bonanza on Sunday in Stamford, Connecticut.
It seems like a pretty good reason, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, but I feel like there are ways around. So apparently there's a five-borough bike tour, RJ, you're telling me?
There's a five-borough bike tour on Sunday, which is basically not going to bore you with the street closures. I actually didn't know this was happening. A caller told me as he heard us talking about it. And I have not ruled myself out. We were talking about travel issues, and I said, by the way, I've become aware of quite the travel issue. I don't know if it's an issue for everybody else, but it is for me.
But I've offered you a warm bed to sleep in on Saturday night.
I show up Saturday night and just be like, hey, Dave, I'm here
That'd
to crash.
That'd be great. I'd love it.
You know what? I've not ruled myself out.
I would love that. I would welcome you into the home. I'll tell you what. You show up at my home, give you a hot meal, a warm bed, a nice shower, and I will drive you by myself to the event on Sunday.
You act like you run like an orphanage or something. I mean,
what do you mean?
Like he's got his own place. He doesn't need like a warm.
Well, you know, he's like a prisoner. He can't get out of his own place.
I don't think I can go anywhere on Sunday.
So you make it sound like he's got some Shangri-La in Brooklyn, but it doesn't sound so great to me.
I tell you what, though, this might be the only time that I'm welcome at the Rothenberg Estate because we know during football season, no one.
Well, yeah,
it's
not a football Sunday. It's going to be early May. It works out perfectly.
We've also heard what you eat for dinner. I don't know how attractive a warm meal at your place is at the current.
No, but we serve warm meals. It's just I don't really partake in them.
We serve warm meals.
By the way,
why I find that so funny, but I do.
The month of April now is just about over. Weight loss, 6.6 pounds.
Nice.
So not too fast, but a nice number through one
steady
month.
Steady burn. Can you promise me, though, on Saturday night or like at least during the day on Saturday, like you eat the proper amount of food?
I promise you I'll have some hard-boiled eggs to keep my protein level up.
Can you have a little bit of oatmeal or something?
No carbs, but I'll have maybe a little peanut butter, too.
That's awesome.
And a yogurt.
Super.
Yeah. I'll be fine. I'm going to be ready. I've been playing pickleball. It's not like my energy level's not up when I play.
Yeah, but this is just you're playing with your buddies. This is now, I mean, we're like the Knicks going into the postseason. We got to make sure we prove to everyone we got a next gear here.
So do you look at Anita or Amani as the Joel Embiid of the series?
I think Anita would have to be. She's Anita. The one that plays, she plays pickleball all
and
the time.
And she never shuts up too, huh? What?
I thought we said we weren't going to say anything.
I'm not dragging anything into the mud. I'm not saying anything nasty. Like, all weekend long, all she does is yap her mouth about how they're going to win.
Every time it's brought up, yes, she says that they're going to smash us. Every single time.
I'm not saying we're going to win. I'm not saying anything like that. I'm not laying down a gauntlet. I'm just saying, like, my God, she talks a lot.
She's very confident. It reminds me, it gives me the Joel Embiid after game two vibe.
Right. Well, I'm not even kidding. We win. You're going to throw hot dogs? I don't know what I'm going to do.
I'm not throwing hot dogs, and I don't even like that.
That's
in the
what
promo.
You said. You said I'm throwing hot dogs all over Anita if we win.
But why?
I don't know. That's what you said.
Yeah, I don't understand that.
It was in the promo.
I hate that promo.
You go, we win, I'm going to throw hot dogs all over Anita.
Yeah, you in the promo, great. You're going to punch Armani right in the face. That's awesome. Why would I throw hot dogs?
I don't know.
You said it.
Yeah.
I don't know why I said it. I don't appreciate that I said it now.
Then walk it back.
Big, thick. Beautiful, juicy hot dogs.
Oh, my goodness.
Brian in Midtown. Good morning, Brian. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Good Good morning, guys. What's up, man? It's a great day here. My thing on the Knicks, I'm excited, but I don't want to get too excited. I mean, we're barely beating an 8 seed.
Brian?
Yeah.
You're a Knicks fan, and this is what you're saying?
Yeah, because I'm expecting more. I'm expecting us to get past the 8 seed. I'm expecting us to build a roster that can contend. You can't honestly think we got the bigs that contend and get us to a championship in the next 4 years.
No, Brian, find a new team to root for.
Am I right or am I wrong?
No, you're out of your mind. They're not a completed work. Brian, you're not that bright. Like, you making this call shows that you're not. Pot him down. Pot him down, please. All right, Brian, listen. We're going to leave you on the line. I'm going to speak. Then you're going to speak. First of all, let's get our facts correct. They're not an 8 seed. They're a 7. They're not really a 7. They had a 31-8, Rick? You've mentioned a million times when Joel Embiid is healthy. Okay? You're beating them up. You say, we're barely winning. I don't care if you're winning every game by a 3 at the buzzer. You're up 3-1, and this call is horrendous. Now continue, Brian.
This team can get out of the second round ever with this roster? Ever?
Yeah, so they have a really good chance to get out of the second round this year once they get past the Sixers.
With the bigs. You don't have the depth with the bigs.
What are you talking about? If you're healthy, you do have the depth with the bigs.
Hardenstein stopping. It's Hardenstein making any noise versus an all-star? No.
Oh, you know, no. Please hang up on him.
He just said, is Hardenstein making any noise?
I mean, he claims he's a Knicks fan, and then he calls and he just lambastes everything going on with the team. What an awful call.
Yeah, that was a tough one.
They don't have the depth at center. Literally, Precious Achiuwa doesn't play. He then plays, and he shuts down Joel Embiid. But they don't have depth at the
center. He's your third string center, right? You didn't have your 1B center at all yesterday. I would say they have tremendous depth with the bigs being able to do what they're doing right now.
Right, and not to mention the fact that in games 2 and 3, Hardenstein actually had 14 points in both of those games. So,
how do you listen to a call like that and keep your composure so well?
Me?
Yeah.
Well, because the three of us can't be yelling at each other. So when I'm just being a good teammate. You want to yell, you yell.
So you want to move to the side and let me just go crazy?
Oh, now,
if I said nothing, if I was like, okay, Brian, this is a good call, then would you step up?
Yes.
And go? You would have gone crazy.
Yeah, but you took the lead. I sit back. So, like, okay. On Sunday, if all of a sudden we're up at the net and now you get into this nice rhythm where you're dinking your face off, I let you go at it. Right? You're moving around. You're shuffling. Ding, 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 ding. And then once I get a chance, bang.
Then you poach.
Then we can speed it up.
Merv Winfield. Hi, Merv.
Hey, what's up, guys? You guys got me cracking up, too, though. But the guy that just called up, like, you haven't been this excited about the Knicks since the 90s. And our duo of our centers, when they're healthy, I'll put them against anybody, and they're showing it. Like, yeah, he's getting in foul trouble, Hartenstein, but he's awesome. We have to re-sign him. And everyone's missing the fact that Julius isn't there. As much as he annoys some of the fans, him and Robinson were like a top two duo in scoring. Jalen Brunson, not Robinson, I'm sorry.
Right. So you don't have your second best player. Yeah, we're with you. Thanks for the call, Merv. You don't have your second best player. You don't have your second center or even first center, depending on how you consider those guys. Right. I think it's fair to say Mitchell Robinson matches up defensively better with Joel Embiid. And Bogdanovich goes down, plays less than a minute. You're all hampered. You're on the road, and you find the intestinal fortitude to win like that. And this fool calls and says stuff like, I mean, come on, be better than that.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
What a day. What a time to be a fan of the Knicks and the Rangers. And I got to tell you, when the Islanders scored that overtime goal on Saturday, double overtime goal, no one was happier than me. I was thrilled about that.
Yeah, right. You're an Islander fan right now.
Now I am.
Let's go. Islanders bringing everyone together.
Take care of business tomorrow. Extend this series out. Beautiful stuff.
Beautiful stuff. But it is going to be, I mean, whenever the time comes where Carolina finishes off that series,
What would the Islanders have to do for you to say, interesting? If they win game five.
If they, listen, they win game five, they still have, I mean, they have a chance. I mean, game five's in Carolina, so that would be impressive stuff if they find a way
to
win.
So right now you sign for overtime game five.
I don't care how. Yeah, overtime, double overtime doesn't matter.
I'm saying right now, 60 minutes are played, 2-2 game, you would sign for that right now. You don't know what happens in overtime, but you would sign for that.
I would sign for that right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because now they're going to start thinking. Now, I mean, Carolina, hey, don't worry, we got the series. Now all of a sudden you lose one at home, things start to change a little bit.
So Rangers wait. Rangers were really good in the series. I didn't think perfect, but really good. It just by far the better team.
Yeah, I don't even think it was.
It wasn't.
It wasn't close. Washington led for, what, 3 minutes and 21 seconds like the entire series?
I think all of that was in game three, right? They got the first goal in game three, and then the Rangers came back and tied it.
Yeah.
And that was it.
Right. And the special teams are better, goalies better, you name it.
Yeah. No. I will say this. I don't know that I'm right with this, and you can correct me. I like the Capitals coach.
He's a good young coach, yeah. That team is just in a weird that team shouldn't have made the playoffs. They're just in a weird spot because they're still trying to be competitive because Ovi's still there, and they're trying to get him the record, but they're not at that level. They're not a legitimate threat.
No. Not for a team the ilk of the Rangers now, certainly. All right, let's get right to it. Let's do the melange, 1-800-919-3776. So if you have a call to make, we will take it. If it's on the line, we will get to it. 1-800-919-3776. Max Rutgers. Good morning, Max. You're on 98.7.
How's it going, guys? First time caller, long time listener. First of all, happy Victory Monday from New York Knicks. Best team in the East right now, my personal opinion. I can tell you we want to get to 7 seed. I heard the last caller, but to my point, do you think all this is happening with Randall if he is not hurt?
Yes. Yes. So you think that in some weird way that Randall would be a detractor to the Knicks' success now?
So the only reason why I'm saying this is because the last two postseasons, he's been shooting quite poorly. So that's the only reason as to why. It's like it's a genuine question. I'm not trying to hate on Randall or anything.
No. I understand what you're saying, and I took a second to think about, like, and then it's like, I do, because I think you'd have another body, you'd have another rebounder, you'd have more depth. I mean, I understand what you say, where Randall can be kind of a black hole at times, where the ball goes to him and it never comes out. But I think he adds more good than bad here.
Okay. All right. Thank you guys so much. I'm going to let you guys get some other callers. Goodbye.
Thanks, Max. That was nice.
Yeah, that was nice. I mean, the thing with Julius is, I mean, he's a 25-10-5. He's an All-NBA player. He's a legitimate second option with, you know, can create his own shot, can create his own offense.
Yes.
For Jalen, but I think people would point to just how good Josh Hart has been.
Been phenomenal. Do you get less offensive explosion Jalen if Julius is playing?
No, I think both can cook.
Okay.
I think both have the ability to cook. It's just how you would now divvy up the minutes. Right? Because you want, I mean, Josh Hart has to, I mean.
He's got to play.
He has to play.
Oh, he's
terrific. He would have to play.
I love the fact that he cannot score. He could be 0 for wherever from the field, and it has no impact on the rest of his game. None.
No, he had 17 rebounds last night.
I mean, how tall is Josh Hart?
6'4", didn't make a shot.
17 rebounds is insane.
17 rebounds. Perfect last name for the guy, too. Hart.
Yeah, he plays with such energy. That's great. Rashad in the Bronx. Hi, Rashad. Rashad,
hey,
good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Dave. Good morning, Rick. Yeah, so I just want to point out how Embiid yesterday tried his hardest to sabotage the Knicks. He elbowed Brunson in the chin. I'm sorry, I talked about that. He flopped all of third quarter to get Hartenstein out of the game. And the game before, he injured Mitchell Robinson. All that backfired because Brunson went off after he elbowed him, and Precious shut him down in the fourth quarter. So his whole plan to try to sabotage us backfired big time in his face.
It's great. And thanks for the call, Rashad. To watch him with his antics and his games and his dirty play and his flopping, to watch that get humbled at the end of the day is beautiful to watch.
Yeah, the combination of both, too. Pressures was awesome in the fourth quarter, also OG in what he was able to do defensively.
I thought yesterday was like the first day that I watched OG. I was like, wow, this, not that I don't like him, because I do, but I thought he raised his game to be borderline dominant in what he does.
Yeah, I think he recognized that. I mean, there wasn't much going around, you know, going on offensively around Jalen Brunson last night.
Yeah. No, it was Brunson and then whatever else you could call
him
together.
It was Brunson and OG because, I mean, Josh Hart didn't make a shot. Dante had 8 points.
And you know what's funny is we're sitting here, we're waxing poetic on how great Precious was, and he was. You remember what he did when he first came in the game? He comes in the game, he misses a dunk.
He did, yeah.
And I was like, oh, for God's sake, a dunk.
It's a little too jacked up.
Yeah. Mike, Staten Island. Hi, Mike.
What's going on, guys? Good morning. Real quick, I could talk 2 hours about the Knicks. I'm going to try to get as many points in the cloth as possible. But before I start, Kelly Oubre has the cojones to talk about Brunson's shot attempts. This guy's crashing cars at 1:30 in the morning in Philly. And if I'm not mistaken, before the season, didn't he hit somebody on a bike also with his car?
I don't know about that, but you're right. Aside from the stuff that he does, I mean, the guy went for 47. He gave you the greatest performance in Knicks playoff history up there with Clyde Frazier. I don't think you can take shots at what he just did.
I mean, this guy's the biggest jackwagon behind Embiid. It's unbelievable. All right, real quick about the Knicks. A couple things you overlooked. Brunson, 47-10, one turnover, by the way, for a guy that has the ball in his hands the entire game, one turnover. Unheard of. Also, Josh Hart, 5 fouls with about 9 minutes to go. I got a little bit of worried because I know it's always next man up. He's probably the only man behind Brunson that is irreplaceable. After he got the 5 fouls with about 9 minutes to go, he grabbed about another 4 offensive rebounds and 2 blocks. His intensity didn't stop the entire time with 5 fouls and played smart. And also, real quick, Rick, earlier when you were saying you couldn't think of a college team to compare it to about the one superstar versus the guys that stayed 3 or 4 years,
yep.
Villanova. These are the guys. Jay Wright got the guys that stayed 3, 4 years. Jalen Brunson, 3 years. Josh Hart, 4 years. You know, Dante, 2 years.
Mike, we got to go. We got to go. Jerron, Manhattan. Jerron, good morning. You're next up on 98.7.
Hey, how you doing, fellas? I just want to call in and talk about how such a fun ride this has been with the Knicks. I went to game one. It was amazing. I was sad I didn't go to game two because it was better than game one. And yesterday was just, it was awesome. I'm pacing back and forth in my living room. My girlfriend says I look like I'm one of the coaches because I couldn't sit down. It's just awesome. And I thought Hartenstein getting to the foul trouble, It kind of like it helped us find another rotation that we could play against Embiid, and it worked out.
You're right. I mean, maybe, and thanks to the call, John, maybe blessing in disguise. Raymond, should I take the next caller, or are you ready to roll?
I'm ready to roll.
All right. Then, Nick in Wilmington, I apologize. Call back tomorrow. We will certainly get to you during at least a melange. But Raymond, 3 stars.
Today's 3 stars. Number 3.
What a glorious day yesterday was. Rangers send the Capitals packing. Knicks dominate, and they're up 3-1, and Joel Embiid's got to deal with the fans chanting for the Knicks in his own arena. Here's the big flagrant, disappointed with his fans.
Disappointing. You know, I love our fans. I think he's unfortunate. And I'm not calling them out, but it is disappointing. Now, obviously, you got a lot of Knicks fans, and they're down the road and never seen it. And I've been here for 10 years. You know, it kind of pisses me off, especially because Philly is considered a sports town. So, you know, they've always shown up, and I don't think that should happen. It's not okay.
What will be okay is closing out the series on Tuesday in game 5.
The big flagrant, by the way, could be one of the great nicknames
ever. I'm not calling them out, but I'm disappointed, and they piss me off.
Right. And they
number
suck.
2.
Dave knows way more about movies than us, especially Ben Stiller movies. Big Nick fan.
On the honeymoon.
Yeah, that was Along Came Polly.
Oh, my God. It's not Along Came Polly.
It's got to be Along Came Polly.
Oh, no.
You were really angry about that.
Because you guys were wrong.
It's the Heartbreak Kid. You were right. We were wrong.
Number 1.
You're thinking your face off.
I mean, I'm hoping that everybody's going to be there for the big pickleball match on Sunday, but the New York 5-Borough Bike Tour could ruin things, but RJ can stay at Dave's.
We serve warm meals. It's just I don't really partake in them.
Or you could.
We win this match. I'm going to throw hot dogs all over the place.
Bring the pineapples.
Hot dogs. It's rule 76.
No excuses. Play like a champion. It's DPH or Rothenberg.
New York sports. Go Carpe Omnia.
98.7 ESPN.
It's got to be Along Came Polly.
Oh, no.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.